Joining me in the studio, Antioch College President Mark Roosevelt. Mark, thanks for speaking with us this morning.
Happy to be here.
So, recent news for Antioch College. We'll start with some rather large funding grants that came in, totaling $7 million. You made the announcement at a community meeting on Tuesday. Tell us about those grants.
Well, it's big news because, you know, Antioch's core struggle is to get enough money to do what needs to be done, renovate the campus and get back in the game, really. And the Morgan Family Foundation gave us the largest gift we've received in a very long time, $6 million. And an anonymous philanthropist, a substantial philanthropist, with no Antioch connections previously, has given us $1 million. And both those contributions are meaningful in how much money they are, but also in what they portend.
No Antioch connections for the $1 million donation. Tell us what that means.
Well, it just means somebody who believes that cooperative education, the breaking down of the barriers between classroom learning and work, represents a foundational opportunity for this next generation of college goers, and that the applied liberal arts, which is what Antioch's all about, is something that needs to be supported at this time and has particular relevance today. Of course, it's 100 years old at Antioch, but this person really thinks this opportunity there.
Obviously, the Morgan family and their foundation have supported Antioch College for a long time, but this largest donation, perhaps in their history.
I would think definitely in their history.
Okay. Yeah. So what's the reasoning behind that?
Again, they wanted us to emphasize in our communications that this is not nostalgia or looking backward. It's looking forward. They believe we've made a ton of progress and that it's time to step up and be all in, and not that they had been hedging before, but they want this to be a catalyst to other people saying, yep, accreditation's on the sightline now. Campus looks good. WISO's back. A lot of good things have happened. Yeah, we believe. Let's go.
As far as accreditation, tell us where we're at with that for the college.
Well, we are on what's called the fast track, which is the fastest path available to accreditation. Our site visit, which is the whole ball game, will be in November, and they will then make a recommendation for accreditation if they so deem us ready, which I believe we will be. And that vote would take place in June 2016, which, again, is the earliest possible path.
You mentioned renovations taking place on campus. The campus looks great. A lot of work's been done already, but still a lot to do?
Still a lot to do. I mean, it is kind of odd. Here's this beautiful campus with this beautiful, iconic main building that still isn't on the agenda because we actually don't need what it has as much as we need other places. I mean, the real priorities were the wellness center, the science building, the dormitories. And the science building is now the science and the arts building. And that was a substantial piece of work. It's going to end up being around $30 million for that building alone.
Do you have a best guess on what's going to happen with the main building?
Well, there are plans for it. It's expensive. One of the ideas is to move the library in there. It could be a really beautiful place. It would be a student-centered building. Maybe if we want a central dining facility at that point, there would be one there. Right now, we have all of our dining in the dormitories in which students live. But that is still an open question. And we still, the money isn't there yet for Main Hall.
A lot has taken place in the almost 5 years that you've been at Antioch College. And also on Tuesday, you announced that you would be leaving when your contract ends in just about 8 months. Tell us what was behind that decision.
Well, some of the senior members of our team said, Mark, don't sound like an accountant. Sound more ministerial. But it's not just that my contract is up. To some degree, I'm not claiming victory, believe me. What I was asked to do has mostly been done. And it's been grueling. I will admit that, and draining. It's a hard, hard job, and the financial pressures are pretty intense. So I felt that this was the right time with this good news. I would be here through the accreditation site visit. I think it was the right time. This is going to be a relay race. I mean, in all honesty, it's probably a 15 to 20-year job to really get Antioch back on the map. And so it's time to find someone else who can do the next part of that process. And I think we're in a strong position to attract good candidates at this point. And the board and I have been talking about this for a while. We have a very intentional process, a very careful process. 8 months, You know, most people, when they leave, if they're going to another job, they find their job. They come back. They say, I'm leaving. I'm going to be here 8 more weeks. That's not what Antioch needed from me. So I am in the process of looking, but I'm fully committed to staying here through December, through the site visit. And I think that will be the right timetable.
Explain a little bit for us, if you will, the makeup of the search committee.
It will be typical Antioch, quite broad. Chaired by a member of the Board of Trustees, Maltavon Matheson, who's an Antioch grad and also been involved with the college for many, many years, former member of trustees and now back on the trustees. There will be other trustees. There will be students. There will be faculty. There will be staff. There will be representation from the alumni board. So it'll be a sizable group, but I think a group that knows what it needs to be about.
Before I let you go, any surprises for you in the last 5 years, how you perceived Antioch when you first started as president and how your term is ending? What have you realized? What were the big challenges for you?
I'll give you the good and the bad. The good, the village. I did not realize how supportive the village was of the college and how desirous the village was of some of the relationships coming back. For instance, the Wellness Center. You know, we have over 2,000 members now. We didn't know that. We didn't know that pent-up desire was there. So the relationship with the village has been nothing but positive for me and feels great. The bad was the underestimation of some of the damage that had been done. Deferred maintenance, I don't know how old you are, Jerry, but I had to read Eric Hoffer when I was younger, the philosopher, and he said deferred maintenance is the surest sign of a declining civilization. Antioch experienced deferred maintenance across multiple fronts, the most obvious being the physical plant, but there was also just work, keeping in touch with alumni, doing the work of keeping the college vibrant. It hadn't been done well. So the physical plant, I was told it was $30 million to get it back. Wow, you know, it's 4 times that. So that was tough. The ramifications of deferred maintenance were greater than I anticipated. So that's the good and the bad in terms of the expectations.
Regardless of who comes in as the next president, do you feel that that infrastructure is in place to keep those two areas you mentioned moving forward?
I hope so. I don't believe that the relationship with the village is going to deteriorate. I think both sides represent how important this connection is. And, you know, I think everybody now realizes that we're not going to ever have a fancy physical plant, but you've got to have a decent dorm room, decent classroom, and decent facilities, clean, efficient. And I think everybody now recognizes that's just part of what you have to do.
All right. We've talked briefly about accreditation. A big part of Antioch's history has to do with the students who come here. Tell us about this crop of students moving through Antioch right now.
Well, I was at a conference the other day of the Jack Kent Cook Foundation, and you know, all the other presidents were there. Everybody brags. I said, you know what? I hear all of you, but I may have the most determined students of any president in the room. You know, we're a risk, right? I mean, these students have taken quite a risk by joining us, and that shows, in a sense, the kind of bold people they are, and they evidence that boldness in multiple ways. So I'm very proud of who we serve. It is. Not an economically advantaged population. We're about 45% Pell Grant eligible, which is very high for a rigorous liberal arts college. But these are the students we want to serve, the ones we're serving now.
Great. Got to throw one more at you. Plans for after you leave Antioch?
There's some locational hope. And my wife has been very generous to me. The last two moves have been about my job. So the next one will partly be about a place that she would like to be. But it's not clear yet. There is one possibility I'm pursuing. But again, I just want to emphasize, I'm here 8 more months. And in a sense, that's hard to be involved in job searches now because most people searching now want somebody sooner. So that's the situation that I face.
Well, whatever you decide, good luck to you. And
thank you.
Mark Roosevelt, president of Antioch College, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.